Okay, one of my high school talmidim asked me last week whether it's permissible for him to get, I'm not sure what it's called, maybe hair plugs, where they take some skin from the side of your head and put it on the top of your head so that it grows normal, or they take follicles, I don't even know if they take skin, but somehow they implant follicles, hair implants, that's what it is, and they implant follicles on the top of the head to allow it to grow. And I said, why are you asking that question? You're not bald. And then he took off his yarmulke and he showed me under his yarmulke. I said, oh, I see, okay, now I understand why you're asking. And I said, well, does it? Are you self-conscious about this? Are you worried about finding a shidduch or anything like that? He's 16 years old. He hasn't thought about shidduchim, and he said, I don't really care. I'm not really self-conscious about it at all. But if I could do it, I would do it. Why not? You know, if it's mutter, I wouldn't mind doing it. So, is there any issue? Is there any prohibition in doing this? And once we're talking about that particular case, so what about for a male who's 40 years old and it's natural at that age for him to be losing his hair? Is it permissible for him? And what about for a woman whose stam wants to look a little bit better, wants to get liposuction or a nose job or something like that? Is any of this permissible? So there are three basic issues that come up, three basic halachic issues that come up, some more serious than others. The first and most important halachic issue that is dealt with in this context in all of the poskim that discuss the issue of cosmetic surgery is the issue of chavala, that a person is not allowed to be chovel biatzmo, one is not allowed to unnecessarily wound themselves, and by getting any sort of elective surgery, you are electing to wound yourself unnecessarily because it's not litzarech refuah of any kind. So that's one issue that needs to be dealt with. Second issue that needs to be dealt with is anything that involves undergoing general anesthesia, which, by the way, apparently the Talmud told me he did the research. Hair implants do not require general anesthesia, but anything that does require general anesthesia is assumed to carry with it a certain level of risk, a very low level of risk, but a certain level of risk that a person is not going to be able to come out of the general anesthesia, and therefore you have an issue of sakonis nefashos, and a person should not put themselves in sakonis nefashos if it's not necessary. And the third issue, particularly when it relates to male patients, is the issue of leyilbash gever simlas isha, that a man is not allowed to wear feminine clothing. But of course, Chazal say that it not only relates to clothing, it relates to anything that is a feminine type of activity. For instance, the Gemara even talks about a person removing scabs. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Amud Beis says that if a man wants to remove scabs from his body because they're painful to him, he's permitted to do that. But if he's just doing it to beautify himself, he's not permitted to do that because that's a feminine thing. And this is all the Gemara tells us: a man's not allowed to look in the mirror because that's a feminine thing. It really depends on the time and place which you live, whether that's considered something that's feminine or not. So is all cosmetic treatments, are all of them considered to be feminine, or are they considered things that are masculine as well, that men do as well? So those are the three basic issues. So there are many tshuvas on the topic in Achronim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this topic about a girl who wanted to find a shidduch in Igros Moshe Chosh Mishpach El Beis Simon Samach Vav. Rav Breish has a tshuva on this topic in Chalkas Yaakov, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph, Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Lachos, Chelek Dalid, Simen Reish Mem Vav and Reish Mem Zayin, and the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Dalid, Osios Ches and Tes. So there's a lot written on this topic. The one raya Rav Menashe Klein brings is that he draws a distinction between plastic surgery that's made purely for cosmetic purposes in order to improve your appearance, or to, let's say, reverse the normal aging process, versus surgery that's there to fix something, where there's a mum, where there's something problematic, there's something wrong. Let's say a person has six fingers on one hand, so that's considered to be a mum. That's by Chazal, when they define a mum in the Kohen, that's considered to be a definitive mum, and they want to fix that, so maybe that would not be considered chavala. That the Gemara in Ksubas Tafayin Beis says that if a man gets married with a tanai, that a woman is not a balas mum, and then he finds a mum, the kiddushin is invalid. It's kiddushet ta'us. So Rav Menashe Klein points out that since the Gemara makes a reference to the to her fixing it. The Gemara says, what if even if she fixes it later, it's still a kiddushei tavos. Makes it sound like it's okay to fix it. As long as it's a mum, it's okay to fix it. You have to be magdir exactly what's a mum. It's unclear whether we'd have to follow the halachos of what a mum is in regards to a kohen, or whether anything that's unusual, anything that's abnormal that you're trying to fix would necessarily be permissible. The main reason that Poskim are Mekel, particularly on the first issue, with the issue of Chavala, is that, as Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuva, that when the Rambam describes the issue of Chavala, of a person being chovel themselves, the Rambam adds an extra phrase, two different gersos, what the phrase is, either derech bizayon or derech nitzayon. It's in a manner that's degrading or in a manner that's combative. And if a person is doing chavala, derech tikun, so then it's going to be 100% permissible. It's simply, it's not that it's a heter in chavala, that it's derech tikun is a heter. It's that it's not a shame chavala. That's not the shame isser. That's not part of the nature of the isser of chavala. It's not that you're relying on any sort of heter. And that's how Rav Moshe understands. Rav Moshe brings a raya from a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that when Rav Chista would walk amongst thorns, he'd pull up his pant legs when he'd walk by the thorns. Because the thing about cuts is that if you cut your pants, they never fix themselves. But when you cut your legs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human body in this magical way where it will heal after some time. So he'd rather cut his legs than cut his pants, so that's why he'd pick up his pant legs when he was walking in thorns. What about being Chovel Batzmo? It wasn't Derech Nitzayon, it wasn't Derech Bizayon, and therefore it's 100% permissible. Rav Moshe has other rayas as well. He has a raya from Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalit about his son operating and doing bloodletting for a father. He has a lot of rayas that when it's not Derech Nitzayon, it is completely permissible. Now the Chalkas Yaakov of Braish shows that wounding is permissible not only for curing a physiological problem, curing a medical problem, but even if it alleviates pain in any sort of way. The Shulchan Aruch Yardei Reish Ramal Suf Gimel says that a son shouldn't wound his father even for medical reasons, but if the father's in pain and there's no other physician available, then the son could do bloodletting on the father. Why? Because to alleviate the pain, it's not going to be a violation of chavala if it's there to alleviate some sort of pain. Tosos Mishnah Shabbos and Daf Nun says, what is the definition of pain? Pain even includes if a person has social issues, a person has difficulty socializing, interacting with other people because they're uncomfortable about their appearance. That also would be considered pain, and therefore that itself would be mutter as well. So that's the raya that the Chalkas Yaakov that Rav Breish brings. Now, what about not being able to find a job, not being able to find a shidduch? Is that a form of pain? So presumably that's at least as much pain as someone who's not able to socialize in a normal way. Not being able to find a job, not being able to find a shidduch is also a problem. It's not about the money loss of not finding a job. It's the distress. It's the stress itself of not being able to find gainful employment. So that's all in terms of the chavala. So there are ample heterim in terms of chavala if it's A, that it's not derech bizayon or nitzayon, which right away would be matter anything that's there to fix you, that's there to make it better. B, if it's to take care of a mum, a blemish, it should be, that's the second heter. And third heter, if there's any sort of psychological or emotional pain involved, then that would be that would be permissible as well. But what about the sakana? So Rav Shechter just had a whole session on this last week at the Young Israel Woodmere with two plastic surgeons. They had a panel where they were discussing this, and he said that he pointed out what a lot of the posts can point out, that a lot of the other posts can point out. Rav Breish points out that there is a concept Chazal have of Shomer Psoim Hashem, that it's dangerous to get into a car, it's dangerous to cross the street, but those are things that are considered acceptable risks in our society. So if this is something that's done as a matter of course, that people generally do this, and their decision is usually not, do I want to take the risk or do I not want to take the risk, and some people don't take the risk and some people do, it's usually just, do I want to spend the money on the hair plugs, does it matter to me that much or does it not matter to me that much? So when things are not considered to be a risk or they are an acceptable risk in society, so then we would consider it Shomer Psoim Hashem. Now, should be noted, not every procedure carries the same risk. Some are more risky, some are less risky. You have to weigh the risk versus the reward and versus the need versus the tzorech. And the truth is, every Rabbi Bleich points out in Contemporary Halachic Problems that every I think it is in the latest edition of Contemporary Halachic Problems in volume 6, that every refuah really has some sort of sakana associated with it. Ramban in Torah Sa'adam and the Ran in Sanhedrin and Dalam Beis say that, you know, whenever a doctor prescribes medicine, there's always some danger that it's not going to be the right medicine, or that it's going to be a little, you know, you'll have an allergy to it or something. There's always some sort of risk, but that's the nature of refuah, that you're allowed to seek refuah even though there is some level of risk. Now, when it comes to Yilbosh Gever Simlas Isha, so that really depends on what the acceptable practice is. If it's something, hair plugs are not something that's Simlas Isha. It's not. It's a very common practice for men to get hair plugs. Now, other types of surgeries maybe are more of a Simlas Isha. It depends on the particular cosmetic surgery that's under discussion. That's the shita of what seems to be the majority of postmen. Rav Shech said that was the shita of Salvagic as well, that it's not a violation of Chavala at all, and therefore these things would, in most cases where there's some sort of need for it, would be mutter, particularly a 16-year-old kid who it's an unusual thing for him to be balding already, and it could certainly cause him a certain amount of distress when not only from his friends making fun or whatever, but as he gets older and he's trying to find a shidduch, and he doesn't want to look like he's 10 years older than he is, so there would seem that there's ample room to be makel. On the flip side, though, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yir Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph, strongly reject any possibility for cosmetic surgery. Points out that the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ayin Hey learns from a pasuk in Shemos Perchav Aleph Pasuk Aleph that Nitan Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, that a doctor is permitted to heal. So apparently we need permission for a doctor to perform any type of treatment. When do we have such permission? When there's need for a refuah, when there's an illness. But when there's no illness, mele there's no permission, and therefore you're not allowed to seek refuah. And Tzitz Eliezer Hashkafically raises the point that it's a slap in the face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know how you made me, but I don't like it. I think your work is inadequate. I want better. And he quotes from the Gemara in Tainis of Chafan Beis that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon saw a person who was not the best looking guy, and he asked him, you know, is everybody in your town as ugly as you? Is this like something in the water there? Or whatever? And the guy responded, you know, why don't you go complain to the one who made me? Go complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Musar is taken. How could you say that? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. But for whatever reason, Tzitz Eliezer is the only one that really raises that broader concern. Obviously, there's a much broader concern even than that, which is that a lot of times if people are unhappy with their appearance, there are some people that they talk have a problem and they want to try to fix it. Other people are never going to be satisfied with their appearance. They have some sort of psychological disorder that no matter what you do for them, and I think plastic surgeons in general are trained to be able to figure out which are the cases where someone has some sort of genuine need or genuine feeling of discomfort versus someone who's never going to be happy with their appearance because they never look like the person on the cover of the magazine. And generally speaking, I think, certainly in the frum community, the plastic surgeons will not operate on somebody, and probably in, you know, most plastic surgeons in general, basic ethics, they won't operate on someone who has that kind of disorder. They would probably send them to a psychologist instead, because even for their own good, because the person is never going to be happy. I mean, they're going to operate and the person's still not going to be happy. They operate again, and, you know, that's it's a bracha levatala. But when there's a genuine need for it, it seems that there's ample room, according to most poskim, with the exception of Tzitz Eliezer, to be makel on this issue.